Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
Well, it's a 20-year partnership that has seen 3 years of COVID, of course, even China injecting 94 billion rand into the SA economy. Further agreements signed not so long ago as well, before the BRICS summit, which of course was a spectacular event, if one wants to call it that. And now the South Africa and China signing even more agreements. Around 26 as well was signed during the last FOCAC meeting in 2015. And it's happening again as President Cyril Ramaphosa heads to China as well to sign even more agreements. What happens this time? And do we perhaps have an over-reliance on the Chinese economy? Martin Davies from Deloitte joining us now as we unpack this and more. Martin, thank you so much for your time this morning. Is FOCAC really that important? The Forum on China-Africa Cooperation, how significant a deal is FOCAC?
Yes, good morning, Arbele. Well, I recall back in 2000, it's 18 years now, it's unbelievable. I attended the first FOCAC summit in Beijing. There were four heads of state there at the time, and it was very new initiative by the Chinese. It was China's multilateral vehicle created to launch, effectively, relaunch, arguably, its Africa strategy. Back in the sort of 50s and 60s, very ideologically based, a revolutionary and the like, and this was a FOCAC from 2000, the last two decades almost, has been a very pragmatic commercial, has underpinned effectively a very pragmatic commercial engagement from China of Africa, and undoubtedly it's had a dramatic impact on our continent from a supply side, supply of capital, investing, financing infrastructure across the continent, very economic enabling. And secondly, on the commodity demand side, China's growth, our commodities effectively supported and fueled that growth in recent times. So it's been very both disruptive, arguably, and also enabling.
Yeah. Is there fear, however, that, you know, for South Africa to sign a deal with anybody, it seems that China is the first ones we go to?
China is our biggest ultimately end customer, considering the sort of the basket of our exports, 50-60% arguably around commodities. China's the driver of global growth, continues to get 6-7% growth rates, GDP, high demand economy, of course that's sort of rebalancing, reducing now. And China significantly deploys capital abroad and invests money in a very different manner, with different risk metrics, for better or for worse, than traditional, should we say, purely private investors. So I think there's certainly been a tilt, if you will, a pivot away from the traditional world, despite even Theresa May's recent visit last week to South Africa, away from the traditional world towards the emerging, towards Asia very much so, and centered around China.
Yeah, but is it not of concern, the relationship being a little too close for comfort, some may say, and an over-reliance perhaps on one Asian nation?
Well, I think our previous administration, I think last year, in government, really misread and misapplied our engagement with China, very state-owned enterprise focused, and that really has not ended well, as we all know. I think we have to step the terms of engagement in a new fashion, in a more realistic, pragmatic fashion, but I think ultimately for us to benefit, think like for Australia, a country that hasn't had a recession in over three decades, largely because of its alignment to China. But we need to distinguish here between economics and the politics. And you sort of right to allude, I think, in a very sort of increasingly zero-sum world, think Donald Trump and sort of the like. So it's how we very carefully manage and balance our respective relations between sort of aspirant or great powers needs to be very carefully thought through.
Yeah, and very finally, what do you think the supreme outcomes of this need to be? Do you think that there's a goal in mind now heading into FOCAC for Cyril Ramaphosa?
I think it's more, I think the goal from our side, I think a lot more granular detail could have been prepared, but as per usual, we're going this time more so perhaps talking about sort of FDI as usual. But beyond the sort of headline big figures, which always come out of China, we'll see some big sweeping announcements of investment or commitments into the continent for the next 3 years or so. But it's not so much about the capital, it's about the intellectual property, the expertise, the skills that come with capital. And I think that's what we should be focusing on rather than just the quantum numbers.
Yeah. Martin Davies, appreciate your time this morning. Martin Davies is the Managing Director of Emerging Markets and Africa at Deloitte. Thank you so much for your time. Every